When Jesus had finished teaching the people on the mountainside, he went back to Capernaum. There was a Roman officer, a centurion in that town, whose servant was paralyzed and in great pain. The centurion was a good man, and he treated the Jews with kindness. Having heard that Jesus was in Capernaum, he sent some elders of the Jews to ask him to come and heal his servant. The elders pleaded with Jesus, saying, "This man deserves it, because he loves our nation and has even built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to meet him and say, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, and I also have soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes. I say to my servant, 'Do that,' and he does it." With these words, the Roman officer acknowledged the Lord's unique authority and power. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." When the men who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant perfectly well. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to Nain, a small town lying about 12 kilometers to the southeast of Nazareth. His disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the town gate, he met a funeral procession. The man they were going to bury was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. The body of the young man was lying in an open coffin. A large crowd from the town accompanied the poor woman, who was losing not only her son, but also her only means of livelihood. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Do not weep." He went and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." The news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John the Baptist, who was in prison, heard about these things. He had been in prison for some time and was troubled with doubts and discouragement. Calling two of his disciples, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus said to the men, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." After John's messengers left, Jesus spoke to the crowd and said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Or a man dressed in fine clothes? Or did you go to see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you to prepare your way before you.' He is the Elijah who was to come." John was the last of the great line of prophets of the Old Testament, but he lived just prior to the era of grace inaugurated by the death and resurrection of Christ, which is why Jesus added, "Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." Then Jesus reproached the attitude of the people of his time who refused to accept John's call to repentance, just as they refused his own message of grace. "To what can I compare this generation?" he said. "They are like children sitting in the marketplace who will not dance to the sound of the flute or mourn when a dirge is sung. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'He is a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her actions." Next episode, A Repentant Woman.